hungry. Didn't you just have breakfast?
I did, but I had the milk. All right. So I've got this milk, and it says from the 31st of December. Best before.
So it's no. I would never trust milk. That's this
best before.
No.
It's
not with
best
milk.
Best before.
Yeah, like, best before. You consume it. You can consume it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be coming out your butthole at 400 kilometers per hour. Like, seriously. It is going to be projectile. Okay?
I think best before means that the product is still good.
No.
But it was best before
that date. No!
So you can still consume it. It's just best before.
Oh my god, no! Okay, if they put an official date on there.
No, that's expiry date.
No, a specific best before date, right? What do you know when it goes bad? When is it bad?
Well, it says best before, so
best,
like,
before, yeah,
must
best before. So when is it good before, or average before, or shit, or you're about to die from food poisoning?
Well, you smell it first.
You smell it. So
I smelt it.
What happens if you have a blocked
nose?
What happens if you block nose?
Well, then you taste it.
Then you die. It's
milk isn't going to kill you.
It can. What happens if someone is seriously
lactose intolerant?
Okay, maybe. What happens if they are allergic to milk? Well, they wouldn't be drinking it in the first place, I guess. Yeah, fuck you. But
but I still think it, like, okay. This is what happened. I got the milk, I'm just like, oh, 31st. I'm like, oh, what is it? It's the 3rd today. Yeah, so I'm like, alright, sweet. So the 31st, I'm like, poured it in my cereal. It smelt fine. I tasted it. It tasted alright. And, like, as I went to put the milk back in the fridge, there was a slice of pizza that I left in there. And I'm like, oh, I could have that for breakfast. I'm like, wait, I've already poured my milk in my breakfast. Let's have both for breakfast.
Oh, good.
And I pulled the pizza out. I smelt it. It smelt alright. It'd been in there for a couple of days. And then I ate it, and it was delicious. It was just cheese pizza.
What?
So I ate that, and then I'm like, wait a minute. How's the cereal going to taste after pizza?
Oh, I'm actually curious as well.
And I ate some of the cereal, and it was disgusting, because all I could taste was cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
And cheese and, well, cheese,
cheese
and
milk?
Oh,
you were just
same
about to say that,
I know,
you?
But, like, it's a different taste, and with tomato sauce and, like, stuff like that.
You mean off milk?
Well, it did taste off after I did eat the, and, yeah.
Your taste buds had been awakened.
But the milk is still in the fridge, so I'm going to test that when I get home.
Well, it milk in the fridge. Okay, God. The best before date. What date is on there other than the best before date? If it doesn't
there
have
is no
if
other
it doesn't
date.
Have a date on it, does that mean it's just last forever?
Well, it's best before.
Best before what?
It's best before it goes off.
Oh, great. That's fucking brilliant. Oh, fuck's sake.
Look, well, all right. Well, look at a can of, like, peaches or something.
A can of peaches.
And it's like, it doesn't have any fucking date on it. What does that mean?
It's airtight.
Yeah.
It's airtight. No bacteria gets in, no bacteria gets out.
Well, there'd be bacteria on the tin.
On the outside of the tin. Why would there be bacteria on the inside? It's airtight.
Bacteria
can't grow. It can't grow, it can't die, it can't do any. Well, it probably could die, but it can't. It probably can't. It can't grow.
There's bacteria on the peaches, though.
Yeah, but that's already there. It's already there.
There's gotta be a date when a tinned food goes off.
That's why in zombie movies, you know, they're trying to find tinned food.
Yeah, well, there's gonna be a date, like.
No. Oh, yeah, you got a fair point, because,
like, it's gonna rust and corrupt. Well, tin doesn't rust.
Tin doesn't rust.
Or, like, aluminium and stuff, but they'll be. No. That's a hard question.
It is a hard question.
Why did I ask myself this question?
Because you are an idiot. But, okay.
Okay.
What the fuck did we just talk about?
Best before dates.
Oh. Wow.
That's a good first.
What a
podcast.
Good start. Yeah, great.
And welcome to the Faze and Townie podcast.
Yeah, we haven't thought of a name yet. It's going to be interesting what the name's going to be. It's probably something going to be really stupid and fucked up.
Yeah. That was a pretty awesome introduction, though.
I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, well, not many people start talking about best before dates.
This is like 90% of what we just argue.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we thought it'd be interesting for people to listen to us, just argue and banter.
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 Bantering. Like a young, little, scallywag old couple. Which doesn't make any sense.
We are pretty much an old couple, though.
But we just said, oh, well, we act as an old couple.
Yeah, but we are young.
But we are young. Young, yes. Like a. Are we young?
Oh, kinda. I got my birthday soon. Fuck.
fucking old as shit. Even though my birthday's like 2 weeks after yours.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Oh god, that's humiliating.
But yeah, so I don't know what to, I don't know what to call it yet.
I don't even know what to talk about yet.
I don't know if I'm gonna be FaZe or if I'm gonna be my real name. I don't know if I should do online personas, because, like, think about it. Why do we use an online persona?
Well, because people make multiple accounts.
Yeah.
And people can track your personal things. But people could do that in real life as well.
But yeah, somebody could come up to you in, on the street that has no idea who you are, be in the same country, and go, "Hi, how's it going? I'm Greg." And you're like, "Oh, hi, I'm FaZe." And they're like, "Oh, nice to meet you." They know your fucking name.
They know your name. Yeah, that's true.
And they know, like, what country you live in, because they're in that same country.
Mm-hmm. But think about it, okay? Imagine you had a roommate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your roommate's like, "Okay, yeah, just send me a text and I'll give you the money," right?
Yeah.
Right? But he's moved out.
Yeah.
He could just literally move down the street and you would have fucking no idea.
If he used a, like, fake name.
No, not if he used a fake name. So, like, imagine your friend, like, you have a roommate, right?
Yeah.
Okay? He owes you money.
Yeah.
He's like, "Okay, I'll have the money in about a week. Just give me a text and I'll send it to you." And he's just like, okay. So then in a week's time, you text him. He doesn't get a hold of you. He doesn't text back or anything.
Yeah.
Right? He could have literally just moved down the street or maybe a suburb over and you won't be able to find him.
Yeah,
only by luck if you managed to see him on the side of the road, follow him home and shit like that. See his car. But that... You can't just possibly be able to find him. You can't. Can you?
No.
So that's maybe why. Because computers can't really go places.
No.
They have an IP.
That's very true.
Someone could easily just be like, "Oh, he lives at this address."
Yeah.
Because that's where his IP is. IP is connected to the internet. Everything's connected to the internet. My computer right there is connected to the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
It has a personal little serial number, like we're in a prison.
But what's a name going to do to that?
What do you mean?
It's like, if you put out your name, like, only your first name.
Yeah.
On the internet.
Yeah.
What are people going to do?
That's a fair point.
Like, you'd be like, "Hey, I'm Greg."
Well, you could, but it's more of the fact that it's a different world. You want to be a different person.
You want to have your own, a different life, I suppose.
Yeah, it's
that's what I do in games. Like, yeah. I just want to be a different person, get away from everything.
Yeah, I don't want to be, like, in a game, like, I don't want to be called by my normal name, because that's my real life name.
And then you're just like, "Oh, wait, that means I'm in real life. Oh, fuck this."
Yeah, fuck real life. Real life sucks.
Mm.
Call me Gangster
Fly. Gangster Teddy.
Gangster Teddy. Gangster Teddy, hey.
Oh, hey, shout out, sponsor.
That's the guy we know.
No, we don't. I don't. You know him.
Do I?
Yeah.
I do. I've met him once. Twice.
Yeah.
You've met him once.
Yeah.
But you barely even spoke to him.
No.
I guess I never even spoke to him either.
If you're listening to this...
Sorry.
Not really.
Dick.
Anyway, so... Probably cut that out.
Yeah, maybe. It depends. Okay, so we started this podcast because we love technology and we love entertaining people. And we think we're funny sometimes.
Yeah. Someone might find this entertaining.
Yeah.
And you gotta, if you want to be successful, you gotta start somewhere. So.
And like going into the internet world as a career is something of a dream of mine. I have a dream.
Fuck off.
And I think that this would be a good place to start, because I need to figure out how to talk to a microphone properly without, you know, it not being there, but being there. And everyone hearing me. I need to learn to say things without saying things I don't want to say, but try and forget that the microphone's there whilst not saying anything.
Well, Yeah, that's very true. I'm using this as more of a selfish thing as well.
You prick.
I want to become more confident in the words that I'm saying and how I portray myself and just be more of a, I don't know, social person.
An entrepreneur.
Not enough.
I know, not that. I just felt like saying entrepreneur.
That's a nice word.
But I just want to say this. FaZe, he says a lot of big words that I don't understand. So
cogitating, perturbed.
I learned those two, though, but yeah. I don't remember at all. Yeah.
I teach you, like, at least 3 times a year. Anyway.
That's not a lot, man.
Yeah.
That's not a lot at all.
That actually is.
That's horrible. You're a bad teacher.
You should learn at least once.
Information. That's a big word. It is a big word. Just saying, it's got it's got more than some of the words you say.
I don't want this podcast to be about fucking
English
words.
We're in words. Well, we're speaking.
Well, it is about words
because they can only hear our words.
Yeah, well, they can hear our sounds.
Oh, true. That are well, words. Yeah, words are sounds.
What if we just make the podcast noises? Like ah, 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 ah.
You just spat on me. I'm sorry.
I actually did. That's gross.
Where is it? I can't see the glare. I saw it land on me, though. I saw it, and I felt it.
Okay, we're getting way off track.
What? There's a track?
Yeah.
We have a track?
No.
Oh. Wait, you wrote stuff down, didn't you?
Oh, kind of.
Okay.
Well, I kind of wanted to bring some, like, things for people to get back from this, apart from just listening to nonsense.
Yeah, that's what I wanted as well.
So I kind of wanted to... After you finish watching this, I wanted to bring up, like, you feel, like, better, you feel happier, you feel more, like, I don't know.
Aroused?
Like you've got more, yeah, that too.
Aroused? You might be aroused.
We could make this a sex cast, I guess.
A sex cast, but what would we talk about? Sex?
What are you wearing today?
I'm wearing boxer pants and a shirt, you know this.
Yeah, but, like...
What are you wearing? Pants and a shirt. Oh!
That's hot.
Fuck yeah.
You don't know if I'm wearing underwear under this.
It doesn't matter. You're still wearing pants. They can be classified as the underwear.
I guess.
So, technically.
I guess this podcast is about us trying to find out what podcast we want to make.
Actually, that's very highly accurate.
As I was saying, fuck. All right. So, we're going to be doing this a lot. Mm. I wanted to make it about more positive things.
Positive things.
Instead of, like, a negative outlook on the world, which my book is going to be about.
Yeah.
It's. I want to bring myself up, and I bring you guys up to a higher standard of living.
Higher standard of living.
Yeah.
Which is
well to not look at the world and go, hey, this world's shit. Everyone's doing nice things for other people, but it doesn't count if you don't put it on fucking social media.
Wait.
That pisses me off.
Is it?
Like, why can't? Where's the people that go out and do nice things for people? Just so they feel good. Like, they feel good about themselves.
Well, no one's that anymore.
I know, it doesn't exist.
We're doing negative thing.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. But I want people to look at themselves and go, look, hey.
Some people that do that.
This is what I've already been writing about in my book.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
So, I just want people to go, hey, look, I can make myself better, and I can make other people better by just improving myself.
But, then again, there are people that don't want to be good.
Yeah, they're villains.
Yeah, exactly. But that's, like, majority. There is probably...
What would villains be doing listening to a podcast?
Probably we're listening to the heroes learning right intel now. On us.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, they could come and kill us right now with a nuclear bomb made from kittens.
That would be impressive.
No. The bomb is made out of kittens.
Oh, that's actually quite sad.
Yeah, not... No. Yeah, not what you're thinking.
Well,
yeah.
Too bad that I don't like cats.
Well, cats are ridiculously cute when they're kittens.
They are.
Like, everyone can...
Like, I used to have a cat.
Exactly. And no one can say that a kitten is like, oh my god, look at that thing, it's fucking hideous. When? How?
And...
How?
Cats do melt my heart sometimes.
Exactly.
More so than dogs. Especially, but I have a dog.
You have a dog.
I have a dog, so don't hate me on that, but... Okay, yeah. So...
We got off track again, didn't we?
Yeah. What was I talking about?
I don't know.
Better
people, positivity.
Yes.
Better place in the world.
That's right, yeah. So, Just trying to build, like, a positive outlook for everyone on life.
Ooh.
Where we can all just... I don't know. We can all just come back from this at the end of the podcast. We feel good. Mm. You guys feel good.
Mm.
Might be a couple of lap dances.
Probably. Hand jobs.
Well, they can't see us.
True. Yeah. Fair point. All right. Mm-hmm. Good win. Well, we just told them. So now at any moment they could just be like,
well,
fuck, they're probably
giving possibly.
Handjob.
I said possibly.
Okay, possibly.
So it's the
I guess we could... We could.
It's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
Seeking hand.
Okay. All right. Okay. Mm. But, okay, so you're saying that you want this podcast to be about happy thoughts, but you don't want to... Do you want to talk about bad things?
Yeah, only if it has a positive outcome.
Okay.
That we could improve on.
Okay, so, okay. Imagine this, theoretically. There was a murder. Boom. Okay?
Yep.
Are we not allowed to talk... Do you not want to talk about that?
No. We'll just be like, look, that's terrible. But
He could have been an asshole.
he could have just been straight up a dick.
He could have been.
So that's a plus.
That's a plus. Fair it's point. Okay, so even if it's completely, utterly horrible, we'll try and find the good side of it.
Yeah, exactly okay. right. I want right. everyone to be just fucking laughing their ass off and be like, hey, these guys are dickheads.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny.
Could also be, just like if you stub your toe, you now know. Don't kick things with your toe.
Yep, done.
That just...
You straight up...
You're just like, I just learned something today. Boom.
You learned that...
Even though...
You don't be a fucking retard.
Amateur?
That too.
Well, actually, I have something to say about that. What? Retard, okay?
Retard?
Retard. There's two... I have two... I just want to get this out now, because I use that word a lot.
Yeah.
Okay? Retard is not what people think it is. I do not classify retard as disabled, or paraplegic, or...
No, I don't classify it like that either. Exactly. I just classify it as a stupid person.
Yeah, it's just like someone who's done something that's maybe immature, irresponsible, just plain idiotic, or, you know.
What is the definition of retard?
I could find out. I could find out momentarily.
Just search it up, because, like, I'm pretty sure that it actually, like, it means a person that's not able to look after themselves. So that doesn't mean...
That doesn't technically mean a disabled person.
No, it just means a person, like, people we work with would just, like, do something absolutely stupid and it doesn't look like anybody looks after them. They can't even look after themselves and they're just like...
Okay, retard...
Okay, here we go.
...is... Okay, this is neither of what we were thinking.
Oh.
Delay or hold back in terms of progress or development.
That's got to be a different meaning.
Yeah, it has to be. It's a verb.
It's not a noun.
A noun. A person who is mentally disabled.
Oh, wow.
See?
Yeah.
See? But I don't believe that's true. If someone's mentally disabled, I call them mentally disabled.
Yeah.
Retard is just a word that someone's made up.
Yeah, so... But what's another example? Fuck, what do I say?
Oh my god, Latin. Oh my god. Rear, in Latin, means back. And tardus means slow.
Oh.
Retardo.
Ooh.
What?
I bet.
I don't understand this. I'm just going to put that down.
Yeah, no, don't. We said that we weren't going to touch our phones.
I know, but I needed to learn something.
Yeah.
We can't learn something from our brains.
Well, there you go. Fuck, you guys brain... might have learnt something today.
Well.
I guess.
Well, they're probably going to learn a lot of things. Whoa!
Your phone vibrated.
Fucking piss off phone.
I told you, put your phone away.
Where's yours?
Right there.
It's right in front of you. Fucking asshole.
Okay, fuck.
But did you write down more things?
Kind of. Sorry.
If you hit the table, the microphone will go, okay?
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Okay, well, I just wanted to bring, like, some positivity. Say, like, your life is pretty much just a blank canvas.
Did you just quote Bob Ross?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
You fucking did.
Life's a canvas. Oh. You've got to paint it.
Oh, God.
I was watching some more videos of him last night. He is just the most inspirational fucking artist I've ever watched in my whole entire life.
But see, we'll never know.
I wish I could just talk to him.
I wish I could find out how many drugs he was on when he was doing his
shows. I doubt he was on at least three.
Three? So probably more?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably like 12,000.
No, I just reckon he is one of those people that I aspire to be. That he is just happy about anything. Like, fucking, let's just paint a little rock. It's a happy little rock.
Happy little rock, happy little tree, happy little cloud. Yeah. There's a lot of happy things in his thing.
He is just, his whole, like, segment was just fucking smile, or you were just a miserable person.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so like, if you don't like Bob Ross, you just... Like, are you serious right now?
You hate life, probably.
Yeah, pretty much. You are long past help.
I did sit there and watch, like, when... Like, on twitch.tv, he had a stream account, as you know.
Yes.
When we went to PAX Oz.
Many a times.
And it went for, like, a week straight. And I sat there for 4 hours and I watched him. I don't know where my day went. 4 hours was just gone. I don't know what happened.
It was just... He's so inspirational.
I cry. Thinking about him. No, I don't. I don't. I wish
his
I did.
His afro, my god.
Oh, god. He gets that professionally done. There is no way that someone has a fucking completely symmetrical
afro like that.
Because that was really in that time.
Oh, yeah.
What year did he pass away?
He passed away... Shit. Well, his show was in the 70s. Really? He died when he was 50.
Fuck.
So what did he look like?
Yeah, he looked like it was like in his 70s. The 70s.
70s?
Yeah.
You think he was... That disco time. I thought you meant he was 17.
No. It was like the 70s, like the disco time.
Disco, oosh, oosh, yeah, true.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he had like the full-on afro. Like as soon as he put those paintbrushes down, he finished his canvas, finished the show after 15 minutes of painting, he'd just go like, fucking put my roller skates on, go into that roller disco.
Wait, are the roller skates also fish tanks?
No, that's just the Elvis shoes.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. Alright, well, that's cool.
Disco Stu.
Disco Stu, yeah.
Wait, were there roller skates? I don't think there were. I think they were just like
heels. He did have roller skates.
He did. But yeah,
wow. What?
Bob Ross's Disco Stu.
Oh my god! Wait, does Disco Stu ever paint? Man, if he paints and then we find that connection...
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
They have just made a character.
My brain would just explode.
Disco Stu.
Okay, should we maybe talk about something? Not off track, because that was just way off track. Well, I like said you quoted Bob Ross.
I know, but life is a blank canvas. You've literally got to put the effort in to make your life really.
Well, yeah, of course. And if you didn't make an effort, you'd probably be dead.
Yeah,
already.
And every other stroke that's onto your painting of your life is whatever other people have contributed to it. Like, there could be one that's out of the lines.
Yeah, he's a fuckhead. Because he didn't follow the fucking symmetrically of the painting.
Yeah.
He just fucked it.
Yep.
Ruined it, as the Bob Ross Twitch chat liked to say.
Ruined it. But then he saved it.
He saved it because it just ended up being magical anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you want to contribute to this?
Oh, there's plenty of things I want to contribute. I want to contribute... Seriously, the main thing I want to do... is I want to learn from this as well. This gives us a reason to research things.
Yeah.
Gives us to find out information.
Yeah.
We'll be learning how to do this. And then we'll be able to be better...
people.
No, we're horrible.
Okay.
We just tried to convince everyone that retard didn't mean retard.
We didn't. We were just trying to find out the right word.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. You probably need to sit up because the microphone. I'm sorry. You're going to have to. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
Until we get professional. We're learning. We need to get professional chairs. I don't even know how this is going to work exactly because this is our first one.
Anyway.
Sorry. Convinced. I want to learn from this. I want to be better. Let's say, what's the word? Maybe an... Not acting, because I'm not acting. An entertainer. I want to become a better entertainer.
Same here. I think we're funny.
Yeah, but we have a pretty good sense of humor.
Hmm.
I want to get that kid that never laughs in the back, who's reading a book with his earphones in. I don't know how we'd hear the entertainment, but I want to make him laugh.
I want to make him giggle.
Yeah, I want to make him at least smile. And that would just be like, boom! I'm funny.
I just want to be like that awkward uncle at the party, like whenever he comes up and hugs you and he's just like, it's like, how's it going, Jimmy? And he like gives you a little tickle and you pretend to laugh. I want him to actually laugh.
What, the little Jimmy or the uncle? The little Jimmy?
Little Jimmy.
Okay, little Jimmy. Okay, let's bring in another. I want to make a TV laugh.
Isn't it technically always laughing?
Why?
Because you watch like comedy shows.
They're monitors. Okay, I don't want a TV to laugh. What I meant is, I want it to be funny,
for TV.
So then that I'd even make robots laugh.
Oh.
That's kind of what I mean. I don't know where I was going with it, really.
I don't know either.
But I'm still going to stick by it.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick by it. I want to make robots laugh.
You're going to make robots laugh when they start taking over the world.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they probably already have.
Well, actually, when you think about it, robots have already taken over everyone.
Mm. Well, most of our shit is controlled by Robox.
Like...
Robox.
Robex.
Robot. Rolex. But, yeah, well, like... technically, what is a robot?
AI?
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
So...
But is a phone a robot? Or is that just like...
Well, what's the definition of a robot?
Oh, fuck.
Your turn.
All right.
Because a robot, like I'm thinking right now, a robot is like, you wouldn't say a watch is a robot because it's controlled by gears, but it still has a battery. But would we classify a robot as, like something with a circuit board or something like. Oh, you got okay. something?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, go.
But
go.
Like, you're right. But a robot is a machine capable of carrying out complex series of actions automatically.
Okay.
So it is that everything is a robot,
technically,
basically.
Technically, if you so do like multiple things. My computer is definitely a robot. Your phone is a robot. So TV, depending, a smart TV.
Because it can do multiple actions.
It can do multiple actions. But does it help us? Computers, I'd say yes. Phones, yes. I wouldn't say a TV. Because the only action is that it just turns on. It doesn't really help us.
Well, it's giving us an example here saying a set of automatic traffic lights is a robot.
Oh, okay, so they've got a... So things that run off automatically, so...
Things that do things without you telling them to do
something.
Well,
then no, computer's not a robot.
Because you're telling it what to do.
Exactly, and neither is a phone. Neither is a TV.
But are you telling your computer to, like... turn off? It turns off by itself sometimes.
But that's because I told it to. That's a setting that I've set it to. But then technically a set of streetlights will also be told to set automatically.
Yeah. But they're thinking for themselves after that.
True.
It's just like going to a baby and giving it a spoon and just going, okay, you feed yourself like this, and go, okay, now you look after yourself now. And it just starts spoon feeding itself after that. Because that's all it's been told. That's all it knows. And it's thinking for itself after that.
Okay, so it's kind of a hard thing to do because technically on the way it says it. Because
so our phones are definitely robots because they do shit thinking about themselves all the time.
Yeah, I guess location services, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi.
Without us asking, because I go into my settings sometimes and I'm just like, I didn't let it do that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fucking racist fucking phone.
I know, right? I never read fine print ever, so.
Fine print's for...
lawyers.
Yeah, actually, that's like highly accurate,
wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, that's the first thing that's been accurate.
Yeah,
about.
That's like highly, like, I have nothing to say, I completely agree.
Thank you.
No, because they find the fine print and they fucking use it to their advantage, that's
exactly
what they do.
Right.
Which is not a bad thing, it is still a job, we still need lawyers.
I need lawyers.
For what? I don't want to know.
Nothing bad.
Nothing bad?
No.
Then why do you need a lawyer?
Oh, you said you don't want to know.
Okay, I'm fine with this. Okay, so back to the whole beginning of this, okay? The whole beginning of this thing, okay?
What were we talking about robots for? You wanted to make a robot laugh.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, see, that was way off track. Okay, yeah, what I wanted to do about...
Siri, could you laugh for me, please? Fuck off, Siri.
Oh, wow. That was fucking
rude.
Yes, shut up.
Oh, my God.
God, we're doing a podcast. Get fucking phone out of here. It's only for fucking phone definition.
Sorry.
Jesus.
I just wanted to see if we could make her laugh. She didn't laugh.
She's technically, holy crap, that's a robot. That's an artificial AI.
Yeah, we just proved that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Anyway. So, yeah, what else do you want to...
Okay, now, what I wanted to get the point across... Okay, not a point across, actually. It's more of the fact of this podcast, okay? I'm Townie. Okay,
yep.
This is FaZe.
Hi.
We don't know if our real names are going to be said or not, because
we
don't trust each other. Even though, don't pull a fucking finger at me.
Well,
fucking prick.
He's doing it too.
No, I'm not. So, this podcast is an experiment.
Yep.
Entertaining ourselves and entertaining others. So it's kind of like a whole project for us. We're hoping that we can get an idea of what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea what we're doing.
Well, we've basically said that what we want to do, we want to learn from this, and we want to make people laugh.
Yeah, of course, but we don't know what to do.
Fucking
do you know what to do?
Talk shit,
yeah, but people need to take something from this.
Take fucking humor.
That's true. A good giggle.
Like, think about it. When you watch a comedy movie, which are my favorite types of movies.
Yes.
What do you gain from that?
A
good time. That's what you gain.
A good time.
Like, after watching Family Guy, I don't fucking gain anything. I just know more about the character.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess you could learn more about us.
That's true.
If you really want to, like...
Could do that.
People, like, millions of people follow Kim Kardashian and they enjoy
She doesn't
that.
Even do anything.
She does.
What does she do? Does she actually do?
She has sex with random guys.
That's true. No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't, actually. That was one time.
Yeah, well, that was a big contribution to her famous career.
True. Yeah.
And 50, well, not 50
Cent. 50 Cent. 50 Cent.
I meant to say fucking Kanye West. That's it.
Yeah, wow. Wow, you had just insulted 50 Cent, like hardcore dissent.
He'd tap that.
Of course he would. No, what I wanted to say is that this is going to be not professional at first.
No, not
at all. And we would like for people to understand that this is the first, so keep with us. And if you have any fucking advice, send it our way. Mm. Okay, we're going to be setting up an email address and all that kind of crap to send us crap.
So yeah, just yell it at the screen.
Just yell, and we'll probably hear it.
Oh, and if you're listening on your phone, I forgot, that's what basically we do. We just listen on our phones while we're walking around and doing stuff. Just yell it. Just yell it into the air. We will hear it. We will capture it.
Wait. We will try to capture it.
I will capture it.
Will you?
Yep.
Nice.
Mm.
You got to teach me how to do that.
Mm.
Yeah, but okay, so I want to talk more about ourselves in a way.
Hi.
Like, what do we want? What do we like doing? What is our thing? What is our process? What are we going for?
I think we should save that for the next one.
Are you
more
sure?
More of an introduction.
But this is just
what we're going to be. This is life.
Yeah, that's true. I guess we can save it for the next one because it probably makes sense. The
next one should be called intro.
No, this is the intro.
No, this one is screw plans.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is. It's fuck plans.
Yeah, fuck plans.
Well, but we don't know if we can put fuck plans as a title, so we'll just say screw plans.
Screw plans.
Because last night, Townie sent me a message. He's like, do you want to make a podcast tomorrow? I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do it. And he's like, what do you want to talk about? I'm just like, I don't know. And then he's just like, fuck plans. I'm like, yeah, fuck plans.
Fuck plans.
And then we're just like, wait, we can't make that the title.
We can't make that title. So screw plans is screw plans the title is of this plan. One. Okay. Right.
I reckon next one we'll talk about ourselves and let you understand. Keep you on the edge of your seat. Or standing. Edge of your feet.
It could be laying down.
Laying bed.
Oh my god, what happens if they're in a prison? And they're being tortured?
Congrats on getting your phone in there and Wi-Fi.
True. And congrats on being that important that someone actually wants to torture you.
Yeah, like us.
Yeah. Wait, we're important or they're important?
They're important for listening to us.
Wait, or are we important because they're listening to us? Because we're important because the important person is listening to us.
I think we should just end this now.
Really? Okay. That's a fair point. All right. Okay.
Bye, guys!
Okay, I'll see you guys later and don't do drugs.
Bye!